Thank you for calling customer service. This is Stuart speaking, and how may I assist you?
I had ordered one of your EMS foot mats and for $11. And then you guys also were charging me $56.95, which I didn't know about.
Okay. May I start out by having the zip code, please?
63301.
Thank you. And that person last name, please?
Johanna Wortman.
Give me 1 second, please. Alrighty. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account?
2005 St. Andrews Drive, St. Charles, Missouri.
Alrighty, and thank you for that. And I was able to locate an account associated with you. And I do see back on February the 6th that you ordered the foot massager and with the warranty and all on it. Am I correct? You paid $11.94. It was a bundle. Correct?
And ma'am, it does not work.
Have you used it?
Yes. I tried it.
Okay.
I opened it up and put batteries in the thing and it does not do anything.
You said the batteries came with the item?
No, I put batteries in it myself. There were no batteries with the thing.
Okay. Do you have them installed correctly so it can operate?
Yes.
Okay. I can actually have them to reship you one out at no extra cost to you.
I don't think this thing works.
As I said, ma'am, if it's not working, I can actually have the one reshipped to you.
But why? I don't think it'll work again, though.
Okay. You were concerned about the $56.95 charge that you're looking at?
Yeah. Taken out of my bank.
Yes, ma'am. That item itself was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. The only thing that you had to pay to receive it was the $11.94, and the $56.95 is actually a membership fee that you're being billed as a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store.
I didn't know. It was just thought it was a one-time thing for taking the COVID visor thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. It was just a welcoming gift and to receive the item. But it enrolled you into our online web store.
Another CM thing.
Now, I do see where we actually billed you on the 10th, and it was declined by your financial institute. They billed you again on the 11th of February.
For what?
For $56.95.
Yeah, because that was a scam. They wouldn't take it.
Okay.
That was a scam. They wouldn't. Well, I if that was a scam thing, so decline that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can actually get you counseled out of this with, so you won't have any more reoccurring charges, okay?
Because I needed, my phone was going out of minutes, and I needed money on my phone.
Okay.
Which was more important than the item, because I had no, I couldn't call my mom. I had no minutes talk on my phone, so I couldn't get an automatic refill on this phone. Because I had to physically go walk to the bank the next day to clear up the situation, so my phone could be turned on.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I do see in my notations as I read that you have already been counseled out of this, so you shouldn't have any more reoccurring charges on that. You were actually counseled out of this on the 14th of February.
Okay.
Yes, so, ma'am. It seems like you've already been counseled out of that, so you won't see any more reoccurring charges on the account.
So what about the $56.95?
I don't see anything about a refund.
So did you guys take it out of my account?
The last time I see on the screen that we tried to bill you for it was on the 11th. You called in on February the 14th, and you were completely canceled from the account.
I know, but if I went to my bank this afternoon, is there going to be money sitting in my account, or is it gone?
Ma'am, all I can tell you is I do see you. It was canceled, and as I said, we did try to bill you again on the 11th, and since you were already canceled out of that, I don't see how they would have successfully been able to withdraw anything on that account because you called in and made sure you were canceled out of the program.
Oh. Okay, so... so you did not take the $56.95.
It was declined by your financial institute the first time we tried to receive a payment for you. They tried again on the 11th, but you called and you canceled on the 14th. So I'm not quite sure if there's any kind of reoccurring charge or whether they were able to receive the payment on the 11th or not.
Okay, well... I just don't have any money for any of this.
I do understand that perfectly well, ma'am. I'll get in contact with my financial institute, and I would see if that charge did ever go through that we tried to bill you for, but you're completely canceled out of the program, so you won't have any reoccurring charges to that account, okay?
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I mean, I just get so much spam stuff, and then my card gets, people take advantage of my card on me, and it's just...
I do understand that.
Nowhere.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that perfectly well. As I said, the last time we billed you was actually February the 10th. You called in, you're completely canceled, so you should not have any more reoccurring charges for us.
Okay.
Alrighty?
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.